Sunday Meditation, October 21st, 2001. The question today has to do with fear. Before September 11th, everybody had the normal fears of having enough money, food, friendships, harmonious work relationship, and so forth. Now there seems to be a general tenor for many people of a foreboding, a fear, that there might be more attacks, that we are not safe, that we're losing our freedoms, that something is going to get us. So we were wondering if Quo could give us some information concerning the way that we can handle our own fears. How can fear best be handled by the sincere spiritual seeker? Is there a way of changing our attitudes, our behavior, our thinking? We would appreciate whatever Quo has to say.
We are those of the principle known to you as the Cool. And we greet you in the love and in the light of the one infinite Creator, in whose service we are. We want to thank you for gathering this afternoon and for calling us to your circle. We want to thank your seeking hearts and your thirst for truth, for creating the atmosphere for such thoughtful comments as we are able to make about the interesting subject of fear. We are very happy to share these thoughts with you with the one request, as always, that each use our own discrimination and select those thoughts that may have value for you, leaving aside the rest. Fear is a four-letter word, as this instrument would term it. The conversation before this meditation brought up the question of how fear could possibly be love. And perhaps that is where we shall start. Often it is helpful to move back to material that seems very simple and very obvious, yet within it lies the end of a string that can get very tangled. Yet if you tug at it from the end of its origin, it unravels far easily. We correct this instrument, it unravels far more easily than if the attempt is made to tug on the string of fear past the tangled point in the present moment where the fear is living. So let us move back to the beginning of this particular string of reason and concept and gaze at love itself and what we think about love. Love is another four-letter word. It is a very difficult word to deny knowledge of by anyone in any density, yet certainly within your density, the word has so many overtones and undertones because of constant usage to mean several quite different kinds of affection, that it is a difficult word to use precisely. When we speak of love, we are speaking of that which is the essence of the Creator. The love of which we speak is far more powerful, far more coherent, shall we say, far more crystallized than the love of family or mates. Or even the overriding love of brotherhood and humankind. Love, as we speak of it, is not simply an emotion, but rather an utterly coherent thought. It is a thought that is so powerful, it has created all that there is. This logos, which we call love, this living entity that is the Creator and includes the created, is an infinite concept. Indeed, one word for love is intelligent infinity. The essence of love lies in this infinity and in its intelligence, which is the intelligence of the Creator. This creative thought by the action of free will, by the indwelling of possibility, has chosen to create light using this building block, which is the very fabric of space and time. Creator has builded a universe . All that therein is made of light. All that is light was created by love. Consequently, all that is experienced in the creation is one thing, and that is love. No matter how distorted that energy its substance is the same energy, the same ancestry as the lightest and brightest of energies. All positive and negative seeming appearances, no matter how far from love and light they seem to be, are still made up of love. Just as that which is new can become old quickly, just as that which is whole can become broken in a heartbeat, the creations of the Father within your experience all have a great deal of plasticity. Each of you is an agent of this Creator. With a certain degree of latitude in creating the sub-universe which is your personal reality. Each of you then is a creature compounded of love. Moving and being, we correct this instrument, moving and having your being within an energy field that is made of love and shaped by your distortions of that love. Each of you comes into contact with a varying number of other energy fields, other people, groups of people, societies. All of these energy fields have their being within the larger energy field, which is the Creator. And this is true whether gazed at from the perspective of third density or from a perspective of higher densities. Because of our experiences within higher densities, certainly we experience a different universe in terms of what we sense and see. And yet we too see the interplay of fields of energy. And know that all truly is one. To move a little further into the question of fear, if you will think for a moment of your energy body, you may see that each center of energy within your body is vulnerable to distortion, in a particular way. And we use that term distortion to indicate fear, for fear is a very common distortion of love. Within the red ray, the energy tends to be blocked if there is a fear of survival. Within the orange ray in the lower belly, the natural distortion of that energy comes with the experience of attempting to relate to other energy fields, to other people. When there is a difficulty and there seems to be a threat from a personal relationship, this lower belly energy can be blocked or otherwise uncomfortably distorted. In the upper part of the belly, in the solar plexus, the yellow ray energy center can easily be blocked by fears having to do with the family, the society, one's place within that family or society. In short, one's dealing with the larger groups that go beyond personal relationships and move into the roots of being, the family, the mated relationship, and so forth. And a great deal of that which many are experiencing during this particular autumn season among your people has to do with the energies that became manifest on the 11th of September of this year. These are basically yellow ray fears, and the solar plexus of many, many entities within your culture has been punched, shall we say, hard, and given the opportunity to choose fear, not just once, but many times. When fear closes or even partially blocks the energy that is flowing through the energetic body, energy moving into the heart becomes less and less depending on how bad the blockage is. consequently, the natural effect of allowing fear into the energy body in any settled way is to close the heart. When the heart center is not receiving very much energy, then it is that there is not sufficient energy to do work in consciousness. It may be said that one cannot hear when one is screaming. And in a way, that is what fear does. It deafens the ears of the heart. Yet this fear is a creature of love. And the patient seeker does have resources to bring to bear when a blockage is perceived in the energy body due to fear. These resources are generally not expressible in linear terms. When one sees fire, one has a perfect right to fear the fire. It is hot, it will burn. And it threatens the survival of the physical body. There is no linear way to suggest to someone that he not fear fire. Or that he at least be cautious and careful when using fire. The feeling of being invaded, being encroached upon, being terrorized, is a powerful kind of fear that moves both in red ray and in yellow ray, two primary rays that are most powerful. And we have no right to suggest to anyone that she not fear a terrorist attack. Yet in a non-linear sense, if one can move back in thought, bringing the energy of the mind beyond the present moment and the present catalyst and into the realm of personal essence and consciousness, the resources are powerful and ready to help. For he shall give his angels charge over you to guide you in all your ways, lest you hurt your foot upon a stone. This is a quotation from the holy works of this instrument. And it is true. Each entity has angelic beings attempting at all times to help and serve, to save and protect, to bless and to nurture. Behold, I bring you good tidings. Fear not. That is part of the Christmas story of this instrument, Bible. An angelic being speaks to those who are afraid. And says, this is the unknown, yet it is the birth of spirit. And this spirit is coming into the world. And this is the spirit of light. Have great joy. In the beginning, dealing with fears, it may be necessary to move slowly, to allow the fear to be with you. Uncomfortably so. Sitting with that, feeling that discomfort, creates within the seeker a growing awareness of the nature of this fear. As the one known as Romy said, sitting at the campfire with this fear, sharing a story, enjoying the night together, allowing this situation within to be what it is a helpful beginning. It may seem like nothing, and yet simply becoming quiet and still, and accepting of the feelings that are in the heart is very helpful. One thing fear greatly needs is a lack of ridicule. And an honest respect. That which is fear is that which is contracting within the energy body, that which is battening down the hatches, armoring and defending. Becoming able to sit quietly and with acceptance with this fear creates within the seeker the eventual feeling that it may be acceptable to somewhat allow this contracted state to melt away the angelic help that moves towards the seeker at a time of fear is looking for ways to help the seeker expand and disperse and diffuse that concentration or tangle of energy that has been created by the fear. It is attempting to send you the energies of radiated love, that which, according to your holy works and according to us, does cast out fear. One may look at various elements of fear in order gradually to emerge from that contracted feeling. Certainly one energy that is prevalent in fear is the desire to control that which cannot be controlled. The issue of control is very difficult. Almost never does one have control over that which is the object of fear. That which can be controlled is generally not feared. It is precisely the inability to affect changes in something that seems desirable or undesirable that has created fear. It is in this situation that archetypal images may help more than words. For images are not linear. Thus, when we speak of the leap of faith, we speak specifically of leaping into a void, putting oneself in a situation where there is no control. But indeed, the straightest road from fear to love is faith. Is the ability to move beyond the tangle in the string of energy back to the source. And it is done not by moving to anything, but only from the position of fear. The classic paralyzing Buddhist description of fear is a seeker hanging on to a rapidly decaying branch of a tree on the side of a cliff with a tiger above and a tiger below and a chasm beneath. And the answer to that image is to let go of the branch, wave bye-bye to the tigers, and welcome the abyss. There is in faith that realization. That in no way, shape, or form can we know in a linear sense that all is well or that all will be well. And yet that is what we claim. That is what we believe. And on that we base our security and our confidence. This energy of faith seems to come to those in the darkest of hours and in the most pressing of circumstances. And it is in this sense that the tragedies of your September 11th attack may be seen to be beacons of light as well as fires of disaster. For in unsettling the smugness of perceived safety, these attacks at once made it very shiningly clear to all of those who speak the word freedom within your cultures that a free and unfearing way of life was indeed a precious and wonderful thing, something dear and valuable and worth preserving. And this opened the energy systems of many as compassion for those who were victimized poured through half of your planetary population at once. Times of trial and trouble, such as the one you experience now, are those times when fear can be most crippling, and when that leap of faith can be most powerfully effective. What thoughts are you thinking at this moment? What thoughts have crossed your mind this day? What are your patterns of thought? Where do you put the value in your thinking time? And how would you choose to change those patterns of thought? Work in consciousness can be dazzlingly fast and brilliant. Instantaneous changes and transformations can occur. But in an incarnational experience, the great majority of time spent not in the flashes of illumination, but in those times between, in those valleys between the mountaintop experiences. And yet, those valleys can be your heaven or your hell or anything in between. Each thought that you think is at once an accident and a creation. The challenge for the seeker is to become more and more conscious of the patterns of recurring thoughts, looking at those patterns of thought, asking the self, are these radiant or contracting thoughts that I am repeating? And if I would rather radiate than contract, how shall I affect the processes of this recurring thought? It is patient and slow work to gaze at the self and yet allow the self to function naturally and fully. But there is an interplay constantly going on between the accidents of creation and that which you bring to creation that transforms those accidents. You are part of what happens to you. The thoughts which you habitually think create an atmosphere in which you may see something completely differently than someone else may see the same thing. To another person, that sight may be frightening. To you, that sight may be quite tolerable. The difference is in the attitude. And work can be done on that attitude, not in a weekend, not because of one book, not because of one teacher, not because of one idea, but over a period of time in which the seeker has been thoughtful persistently. At the heart of fear is a situation which at once defines your experience and is irrelevant to your experience. And that is your physical life. The root fear, the fear that closes Red Ray, is the fear of survival. Within your physical incarnation, you shall never be free of the fear of death. For death is inevitable. From dust was the body created, and to dust shall it return. Once it is seen clearly and at a basic level that this physical death is an illusion, then there is much less distortion and contraction possible. But it is seldom given to the seeker to come into full knowledge of her true nature. Seldom is it that he can see the inevitability of this revival. Of consciousness through the death of the body. Insofar as it is possible, we recommend daily immersion in silence. Because it is in that region of the self alone that the truths of the metaphysical reality can flower in such a way as to fortify the vagrant imagination and strengthen the ability to have patience with the self and with circumstances that are other than you would wish them to be. To see all of these elements of your personal story as simply what they are is a powerful resource. To know that faith can change that story is a powerful resource also. We would at this time transfer this contact to the one known as Jim. We are those of Akul, and we thank this instrument as we transfer. We are those of Akul.
I am Kor, and greet each again in love and in life through this instrument. At this time, we will ask if there may be any further queries to which we may speak at this point.
Yes, I have one question that, as I said earlier, I believe I've asked before, but it's got me a little more intense, and just basically, how do you go about helping someone when there are other people involved and possibly will hurt them by helping the other person? I would appreciate any comments you would have on that.
I am aware of your query, my brother. We would suggest that it is often helpful in a situation in which there is many, we correct this, in which there are many considerations affecting the service that one wishes to offer, that one spend as much time as possible in meditation, not just to find the center of self and to make that kind of renewing connection, which is always helpful, but while in meditation, to explore the avenues available, that you imagine one course of action, and that is perhaps to help as you are hoping to be able to help, to carry this out in your mind as far as you may, and to attempt to examine the repercussions of one's assistance. And for a few periods of meditation, perhaps for as long as a week, each day, considering this possible avenue to be that course which you shall follow in each meditation. Perform the service as you imagine. Imagine how it will be received. And continue in this fashion until you feel that you are aware of this course of action and its ramifications. Then perhaps for another week, each day, take the opposite course of action, which perhaps shall be inaction. Imagine the repercussions. Be as thorough as you can. Experience this course as fully as the first. Then, after you have completed both courses of action and inaction, look within your heart to that which you feel most firmly committed. Is there a further query, my brother?
No, thank you very much.
I am quite. We thank you, my brother. Is there another query at this time?
I'd like to ask two questions from Dr. Carl Ehrlich. One is there a sizable asteroid called the Death Rock or Minra on its way to Earth on a collision course?
I am full and am aware of your query from my sister. At some point in the future of this sphere, perhaps there shall be such an event. We are currently unaware of such presently. Is there a further query?
Yes, Kulal, I'll ask this one. What effort, method, and means could be used or empowered by humans or others that would result in the United States government publicly bringing to light all their secret agreements regarding any and all interaction with all non-human sentient beings, including channeled sources, groups, or agencies which the government have listened to?
I am quote, and aware of your spirit, my sister. We find that the probabilities of both queries are almost identical. Is there another query?
No, cool. I think that's enough of that kind of question. I don't want to detune them. Thank you very much. I'm Dr. Ehrlich's behalf.
I will. And we are grateful for your effort on this entity's behalf. We apologize for our lack of information in these areas. We do not necessarily dismiss such inquiries as those of small value, but can see little possibility for either occurrence. Is there another query at this time?
I would just follow up by asking if you would like to comment on this kind of specific question and how it affects a channeling group and a channel such as this one, such as this group and this particular channel between Jim and me as instruments and you on the other end. I'd welcome any thoughts that you would have on that, since all of his questions are specific.
I will. We appreciate your query, my sister, for it gives us the opportunity to comment upon the nature of queries which are offered to us. We are, as you are aware, happy to give our opinions in those areas of our expertise which are primarily those of the metaphysical in nature, the process and proceedings of the rate of spiritual evolution, the ability more specifically to open the heart in love, for this is the primary reason and activity for which each took incarnation. While in the physical vehicle, operating within third density, it is often easy to become interested in areas which are of momentary interest, and we say momentary, realizing that for many of your peoples, there are years spent pursuing such specific information. It is our hope that entities who are engaged in such activities will, at some point, realize the futility of seeking this kind of information, for even if one had each answer, there would be little value to the personal or general spiritual evolution. The information which we seek for ourselves and for which we seek to share with others is information of a lasting value, that which is important to one's spiritual journey now and ever. There is a great deal of information which seems important for the moment, for it is full of the drama of your third density illusion. Who did what to whom and why and how? Yet, how much more important is how can one love in this situation or that? We are always appreciative of those entities who seek beyond the illusion, beyond the seeming importance of the trivial events that so congest your days and minds. For it is those who can penetrate beyond the veil of illusion that shall eventually find the heart of their journey. Is there a further query, my sister?
No, thank you, Carl.
Again, we thank you, my sister. Is there another query at this time?
I don't have any. have a question, but I'd just like to apologize. Hello into the group for having to leave a few minutes ago. A little problem there, but at any rate, I just want to apologize. I hope I didn't break things up.
I am Paul. We are pleased to have you in our company, my brother. All is well. Be at peace. Is there another query at this time? Would take this opportunity to thank each once again for inviting our presence this day in your circle of seed. It is always a great privilege for us to be able to do so. We would again remind each that we wish to present no stumbling block for any spiritual journey here. Any word we have spoken does not ring of truth to you. Please disregard it immediately, saving only those which do have that special ring of truth. We are known to you as those of Quan. We shall take our leave at this time of this instrument and this room. We leave you all in love and in light, peace and in power. Adonai, my son. Adonai.
Adonai. And Ethel, Judy, Ophelia, Scott, Alan, I think Dana, Lynn, Mike, me, Kiki, Dana, Sonia, Steve, Marilyn, Barr, Betty, Donna, Lenny, Glenn, Kim, Janet, Kathy's mom, Sally, Frank, Steve's niece, Cindy's dad, Summer, Marilyn, Marilyn's dad, Abby, Natalie, Mary, Martha, Aurora, Angela, Bill, Bill, and Patricia, the victims of 911. Other requests?
Nancy and Carla, Kim, her kids, Charlie, and David, her husband, her ex-husband, my son Michael and his wife, my Aunt Billy, Nancy's mother, my brother Bill in California, and for the health and safety of all the mother.
Goodness, suffering and
the cause of peace. Lord, teach us to love.
I am the circle, and you are hearing me. I am the circle, and you are hearing me. You and I said, people, we are one. You and I said, people, we are one. I am the circle, and you are hearing me. I am the circle, and you are hearing me.